This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about it.
Okay, it's Tuesday, but it feels like Monday. It's all right, though. We are ready to start school, ready to start all kinds of things. Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. Follow the conversation all the time. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Because Kara went running this weekend and fell down and broke her leg. So,
and all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Couldn't put her back together.
Couldn't put Kara back together.
Do you think she's listening to us?
Hi,
Kara.
What do you think? Nothing better to do. What better way to spend time when you can't do anything than listen to us? Put all of the pieces together. Speaking of that, as school begins, now we've had last 3 weeks, depending on where you are, there's been some school activity. Last week, a lot of school started. Today, though, really the tradition is to get started the day after Labor Day or the Wednesday. That's when I started. What about all of us? Richie, when did you start back to school as a kid?
Traditionally, in Maryland, it was the day after Labor Day.
And right
now, my son is riding his bike to his first day of middle school.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. Good. All right, Jen, what about you? First day of school
always the day after Labor Day.
Day after Labor Day. Yep. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, definitely after Labor Day. I don't remember when, but always after.
Yep. All right, so there was a review that was done by the U.S. Department of Education, an organization that has no business being in business, taking your tax dollars and wrecking the school system, wasting money, frittering it away on programs like No Child Left Behind, when pretty much every child is left behind. Schools that are most left behind, however, especially since Mr. Obama became president, and I don't know that we can, the financial situation happened in concurrence with him being president. I'm not sure we can hang all that on him. But basically the point I'm trying to make is that what we have done, the government has now made a business of separating out poor communities and wealthier communities, and how the analysis of school opportunity presents itself. And I so resent this, frankly, because all the analysis paralysis that's put forth doesn't take into account a couple of basic things about basic education. That is, the dedication of teachers. It isn't, you don't become a teacher because you want to make money. You become a teacher because you want to help people. And I suggest to all those of you who are thinking of making a career out of this, and there can't be people who go into it because they want to make money. You want to make money, you do something that, first of all, will encompass year-round activity, and it will, you know, it's not a focus where I'm thinking about my children. Both of my children have interest in education in one way or another. My daughter is fortunate enough to be a college professor at UCLA, and that's cool, and I'm very proud of her. My son has taught in a lot of different circumstances, in one-on-one situations and some classroom situations, but we all sort of have it in our blood. I taught school for 4 years when I was younger. The lady I was married to at the time was a teacher and continued until she went into the legal profession, but she ran some infant schools. So it's there. It was a part of what we talked about. And it was never about, as a matter of fact, I used to laugh. I made $6,300 a year. Though at least it was $6,300 the first year. And then, I don't know, I think I got a raise to $6,700 a year the second year I was teaching. I was making twice as much money as that as a disc jockey in the afternoon after school. So, and that was a three-hour job. So I made $12,000 a year. I was making $250 a week as a disc jockey. And you can figure backwards, I just about made enough money to make my car payment with what I made in teaching. So, but that wasn't why I did it. I did it because I was. I'd still be
the teacher with a Corvette.
yeah. I had a Grand Prix, but I was because I didn't have the
Look
I didn't
at
have
you,
the
hot
courage
tamale.
To buy. I wanted to buy a Corvette, but I didn't have the courage to do it. So that's why I got a Grand Prix. But I remember my car payments were $147 a month. Isn't that funny how you remember stuff like that? Anyway, the point is that if you're really interested and dedicated, you don't think about what you make. It's nice to be able to. I mean, your mother made a good living because she was working in a big city school system. But that isn't why she did it, Jennifer. She did it because she really was. She enjoyed what she did. I could always tell when I talked to her about what she did that she enjoyed it. And she stopped because she stopped enjoying it. And that's
not necessarily. She stopped because I think she actually misses it. But she stopped because they told her if she didn't stop, she'd end up losing money in her retirement. So it was almost.
See, what a stupid, screwy system.
Yeah.
What kind of a system discourages you from staying on the job? Think about it. How crazy. And you see, that's the government involvement in all of this stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Let everybody.
Well, that's how they get out the older teachers to try to bring in new teachers. I mean,
right. But the new teachers are less expensive than the old teachers, so the people running the districts aren't thinking about quality, they're thinking about quantity. Right. They aren't. These administrators, they're all bean counters. They're not interested in education anymore, for the most part. You want to argue with me? Help yourself. 888-302-3684. So, under the circumstances, where are we now? Thinking about the classrooms, what they look like. I remembered being in a school. I'm trying to remember why I was last year for whatever. And I was in a science class, a high school science lab. And all of the, I mean, it kind of reminded me of me being in chemistry class with all the elements up on the wall. Remember that from chemistry class? The various elements that are up on the wall.
Periodic table?
Yeah, right, the periodic table of elements. Now, I'm going to be considered the most clever fellow in the world because one of those elements is nitric oxide.
Okay. All right? I know where you're going.
Ah, good for you. There's a 75% decline in nitric oxide in your body by the time you reach your 70s. And there's a 65%, you can bring it backwards by the time you're in your 60s, there's a 55, you get the picture. Nitric oxide is a gas that's produced in every tissue and organ of your body, from your muscles to your brain, everything. This chemical tells the arteries to open up, to relax, and that allows more oxygen to flow to the tissues in your body. Most adults over the age of 40 don't produce enough nitric oxide. In fact, by the time you get into your 60s and 70s, you're producing all, you know, 75, 80% less than what you did when you were in your 30s and 40s. So that's why you get high blood pressure. That's why you get cardiovascular disease. And that's why you have strokes. So how about we eliminate that problem? Everybody ready for elimination? It was elimination. I know. Elimination of the problem. Notice everybody's letting me hang by myself, folks. There's not a word coming from anybody
else. We back away slowly.
Yeah.
Really? Is that
we
so?
Let you have a solo.
That didn't sound like it was very. It was. You didn't back away slowly. You were just gone. Super Beats. Richie drinks it. Victoria drinks it. Jennifer drinks it. I drink it every day. As a matter of fact, during the news at the top of the hour, I was making my smoothie with Super Beats and some various other things that go into the protein makeup of the fruit, and I'm cutting up
chocolate chip cookies. Some cheese you found in the back of his refrigerator.
I did have a piece of cheese, Richie, and I did have a chocolate chip cookie. I did do both of those things. You're very, very astute, or you've been around me too long, one or the other, or both of those things. But that didn't keep me from getting my circulation boosted.
Doesn't matter,
right, doesn't make any difference. This is clinically proven, folks, to be the best thing you can possibly do to get blood all over your body. The real energy comes from opening up your veins, your arteries, and getting the blood everywhere. So mix Super Beats in water or in a smoothie, whatever it is, and get the benefits of having more energy, more stamina. That's why all the athletes, the Olympic athletes, now the football players, you see legions of football players drinking Super Beats before they go out onto the field. Call now and get your Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Mention Doug Steffen. Let's see, you're going to pay for the normal order, I think, is 3 months, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, I think it's 3 months. Then you get a 30-day supply on top of that free. So you pay for three, you get 4 months, and you get a book called Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Dougster. You're all set. 800-655-4183. It will change your life, and I do not say that lightly. 800-655-4183. Get on the bandwagon. Get on the Super Beats program. 800-655-4183. Or you can buy them at DougLikesBeats.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Okay, so you'll be happy to know that the hills are alive with the sound of Twitter and Facebook, social media all over the coughing yesterday. Hillary Clinton's coughing.
That was really bad.
Yeah. We wanted an opportunity for you to say something, Jennifer.
Well, no, I'm not laughing. She's saying she's not sick over the weekend, and then like 2 5-minute coughing spells.
Bet you just got $5, right? We bet that when we brought up Hillary, you'd be on it in 2 seconds flat. She's sick.
That's a very dry cough. That sounds like when I have allergies.
It is.
When I had bronchitis, I had a bigger, you know, like phlegmy cough.
Why wouldn't she pull the mic down around her waist? She holds the mic right up in her mouth the whole time she's having this coughing fit, just feeding into it.
So that we can record it and play it.
63 days to go.
Oh boy.
All right. So Hillary has a new plane as of today. She got her campaign a bigger plane, more seats for reporters. It's called Hill Force One.
Okay.
All right.
Kind of look like Southwest Airlines. Did you notice? It's like a 737 or something.
Yeah, 737. Right. Now, Trump's got a 757. Well, the rest of them are all using 737.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, awkward? Really?
I know, right? All right.
And everybody's like trying to.
Well, you just heard the next vice president, didn't you?
Oh.
And she couldn't leave the stage because then people would start saying she's dying or something.
Right. It's really, really bad.
Yeah.
All right, 21 after the hour. Enough of that.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Speed it up.
I think I did.
I know that is says only Freddie Mercury.
Let me try the other one, see if it's any better.
Okay. Let's just hit the other button and slows it down. Nah.
I kind of like the other one better. Is that weird?
Oh, it's different. Celebrating Freddie Mercury and Queen cranking up Richie. 24 after the hour. All right, so why are we playing this? Well, because we want you to know that guitarist Brian May of Queen says an asteroid in Jupiter's orbit has been named after Freddie Mercury. We already have a planet named after him. What more does he want? Right? Yeah, we got Mercury.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a big problem.
This one's in the Jupiter orbit, right? Which Jupiter's been in the spotlight lately.
Yeah. Well, Jupiter, all the planets are really messy, especially where Mars is in retrograde. But this summer has been awful. That's why there's been so much war.
Well, no, I don't mean astrologically. I mean astronomically. I mean Jupiter is in the spotlight lately because the new probe that's following it. What is it called? I forget the name of it now.
Juno,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know which one.
Juno, man.
Yeah, Juno. What nationality was Freddie Mercury?
British.
Was he?
They're all British, yeah.
He would have been 70 today. Brian May says, what?
That's so wild that Freddie Mercury would have been 70. That's so crazy.
Yeah. All right, but Richie, by the way, introduced me to Freddie Mercury. I never knew, even though I played Queen's records when I was at the alt rock station when I was a kid playing music, I didn't remember Freddie Mercury from Adam for some reason or other. I don't know. It never registered with me.
Introduced my kids to it, and my son Sean, the other day, we're riding around listening. His favorite song is Don't Stop Me Now. The first one we played, it was a little
fast. Yeah, I love that song.
He's like, I want to go see them in concert.
Aww.
And I was like, well, Freddie Mercury's not going to be there, but they do have other singers that and do tour still.
Yeah, Adam Lambert.
Lambert. So if they come around again, I'll take him to go see Queen.
I have a friend who saw them and said it's totally worth it. I mean, it's not Freddie, but it's totally worth it. And it's a great show.
Yeah.
The International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center has designed an asteroid designated an asteroid discovered back in 1991, the year of Freddie Mercury's death, as asteroid 17473 Freddie Mercury. All right, 17473 Freddie Mercury. Let's see, Brian Mays has a doctorate, by the way, in astrophysics, in case you didn't know that. Says the newly named asteroid is just a dot of light, but a very special dot of light, and recognizes Mercury's musical and performing talents. So, let's see. I want to have a star named after me. I've got the International Star Registry. For $54, I can get a star named after
me. I know. Do you want me to do that for you?
Yeah,
you
please,
know
please.
I always like to find you good birthday.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Definitely want a star.
And we'll get you one right behind some big asteroid.
Behind Uranus.
Yeah.
I mean Uranus.
Doug, there you are, right behind Uranus.
Yeah.
That big asteroid.
All right, there's some fossils. Speaking of asteroids.
Speaking of my birthday.
The history. Fossils in Greenland. Maybe the oldest fossils ever found.
Yep.
As before the passing of Phyllis Schlafly this past weekend.
Aww.
Anyway, fossils are not the remains of the kind of bacteria that was in evidence, but stuff that was bigger and things that formed colonies. The oldest fossils prior to this were 3.5 billion years old, but the
wow.
genetic evidence here argues that life on Earth started 4 billion years ago.
Isn't that
so
cool?
These new fossils are getting scientists closer to verifying when life began on our planet. Not when life began, because I have maintained for years and years and years that life came from other places. And that's what they're figuring. You know, they grab these comets and they examine them, and they see little bits and pieces of life there, and that's, you know, floating all around the universe. So anyway, the oldest fossils, and they're not here. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dating goes to the dogs. You know, the world is changing rapidly, and the sign of the times is that pets are commanding more attention in many human relationships. About 62% of U.S. households now have pets. Of those, about 40 million are single people. There are websites for people with pets looking for mates who have pets or at least like them. A recent national survey conducted by a leading pet product manufacturer reported that a majority of people would stop dating someone who didn't like their dog or whom their dog didn't like. I often suggest to single people, if you want to meet someone who has the same interests as you when it comes to animals, perhaps the best place to do that is at the local dog park or volunteer at the local Rescue Humane Society. It's really important when people get together, they have the same beliefs, and loving animals should be one of them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in New Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Let me see you say everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me. Turn your magic on. Let me see you say everything you want.
34 after the hour. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria on the air of the Focus. Well, I'm talking a lot about school and stuff, but I think during the course of the week, and maybe even through next Monday, there'll be a lot of conversation about September 11th, because whether you
15 years, right?
Realize it or not, it's the 15th anniversary of the attacks. And what will that mean to us and our discussion and our mental attitude? Where do we go with this? One of the things that I think is obvious is that the unity that we so universally felt in our country because the attack pretty much brought us, even though it brought us to our knees in a way, but it brought us together in a way also that I had never experienced as an American. That's just a faint memory as far as I'm concerned now. I don't see that there's a lot of unity in our country. I see Black Lives Matter and White Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter and Green Lives Matter and Purple
Lives Matter. Black Olives Matter.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
I love black olives.
Yeah, well, there you go. But it's just not
that
the same.
That was the best thing
America.
To come out of 9/11.
Yeah, it was.
There were a couple of things. One, watching the heroes that came out of 9/11, because from tragedy to heroes, right?
Yeah.
But that feeling after it was over, where we were all still scared, we were shell-shocked, but everybody was together. I remember when they did the come out in your front yard and hold a white candle. Do you remember that?
Yes.
A few days afterwards. Yeah. And I remember coming out into my yard and not being the only one that I saw up and down the street standing there, even in California, standing up and down the street with these white candles. And it just, that feeling of togetherness, I mean, that was the best thing that came out.
Yep, sure was. Well, we take a deep breath and think about
how quickly we forget, right?
Yeah. It really, that's true. And you can see it now everywhere. Look at the election year politicking, the way, the tone of the people that are running for office, the fact that Congress is back. You know that they haven't been in session for 7 weeks?
Yeah.
Some people say, oh, that's good because they can't screw things up. But think about what they get paid and what they're supposed to be doing. They're all out politicking. They're all running for re-election, and so they set it up for themselves so that they have 7 weeks off to go out and run. And they're not going to be in Washington much between now and November. They won't. They'll be out and they'll be running around and they'll leave things on the table.
And
although,
they're going to say it's because we're sort of in a lame duck mode.
Yeah. Well,
this is why people are going bananas about who to vote for, because now you brought up 9/11, and most of these people that we're talking about here have used 9/11 in some way or some form to use it against their opponents, their other parties. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it kind of, when you think on politics about how we use tragedies like this to, you know, impact what we want to try to sell to people, it's just, it's kind of gross.
Mm. Well, it's like Doug's comment about, you know, how politicians love to stand there in front of a bunch of veterans. They're not doing
right.
crap
disgusting.
For the veterans,
yeah.
But, you know, they
want
to parade
the
them
op.
Out there, and
yeah.
they want the photo
right.
op. And that happens on both sides. Everybody does it. It's, you know, that's... It's sad. It's very
so
sad.
So today, the CDC is going to go to Congress for more money for the Zika zone.
Yeah.
Because the Zika funds are running dry. Not to mention the fact, okay, so there are those who would tell you the outbreak is serious. There's a problem with getting spread around, got to spray for it, we got to do this, we got to do that. And then the drug company said, well, we're not going to do this because according to our research, it'll all be gone in a couple of years and it'll take us 2 years to get things through the FDA. So what did they do? Well, the FDA on Friday said, we're going to fast track a Zika zone vaccine so that people can get shot. Hello. Build up your immune system and forget the shot. Just get a strong.
Well, I don't think that doesn't work. That yeah. does not
it,
work.
It works with the non-female. It works if people. No, it does. It will work. I'm not talking about what happens if you get it in your system and you're pregnant or you get pregnant. That you're right. But I'm talking about.
Well, but
about
I mean,
in
if
general.
if your male partner gets it and sexually transmits it to you, I mean, you know, just because you have a good immune system, that you're not going to beat Zika.
There are two things in consideration here. One, what happens if you are a female and you're going to get pregnant or you are pregnant? That's something that your immune system, you're right, the compromised immune system or not, you're still going to have a problem.
Right.
But generally speaking, the normal impact of a Zika bite on someone who's not worried about being pregnant is about a two-day cycle of feeling like they got the flu.
Right.
That's what you. And if you have a strong immune system, you ward that off. So thank you for asking me to clarify or suggesting. You didn't say it, but you pointed out the weakness in the 100% portion of my argument, so that it's only good for about 80% of my argument.
I think it's a little less than that, but okay.
Oh, well, maybe 50-50 men and women.
I'll meet you halfway.
But not
I'll
every woman halfway. Is going to be pregnant or get
no,
pregnant.
No, of course not.
So
no.
that's, you know, so maybe 70%, give me 75%?
65.
Okay. 65.
All right.
Do I hear 67?
She tries a tough deal, this one over here.
She does, right. Speaking of that, the hurricane season is in full force. Ask the Hawaiians all the preparation they made, and that hurricane fizzled out. The Hurricane Hermine and its impact on Florida.
Did you have to do preparation H for Hermine?
No,
Hey, she's about to go on vacation. She's allowed.
Just let her.
Come on, preparation.
Jennifer's going to Hawaii tomorrow, so that'll be the end of her for about 10 days. You're going to be back in time for me to be? Will you be back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be back Friday, so I'll be in town just as you're. We'll tag team at the airport. I'll skip right home.
That'll be nice. So now that Hurricane Hermine is basically, we're having a nice drenching rain here on the farm this morning. A couple of more hours of that, and the sun will be out by afternoon, and that's the end of the hurricane here. But it did affect people south of where Richie is, all the way down the coast into, well, there's a lot of damage done. Now, there's a new one. Hurricane, let's see, what's the name of this new hurricane? This is a one that's headed toward the Baja, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. They're actually giving us warnings in California about this one.
Well, yeah, it's starting, it's bearing down on Los Cabos now, so it'll go up the coast. But
if you live in Arizona, and I know that we have some people who listen in Arizona, but I guess southern Arizona is supposed to get some trouble from the storm, too.
Yeah, which is unusual, given the fact that we don't see too much. I mean, I never referred to hurricanes in the Pacific as hurricanes before. That just started. It used to be typhoons and cyclones and stuff. Mm-hmm. And now
I never even think of hurricanes. I just think of hurricanes as an East Coast and Caribbean thing.
Yes,
yeah,
right. Yep, yep.
Definitely Mexico. I would be in Cabo, and it is about this time. We usually would go to Cabo like in October and April. October was always terrible. And I've been there. I've ridden out a few hurricanes in Cabo. They get beaten up quite a bit, and it's not uncommon for them to get maybe one or two a season even.
What are you riding when you're riding it out?
Oh, a big pool float.
Yeah, that would be the place to be.
Right. Yeah.
Notice how warm the air gets. Yesterday I noticed that I was working outside. It became, as the storm, or the entrails of the storm, we had a nice sunny day yesterday, but it got humid fast. And the air doesn't feel like summer humidity. You know what I mean? It feels like fall humidity. There's something about, and who knows, I know how to describe it, but I bet most of you can identify with what I'm saying. It is a different, the air just feels different. The hurricane air, it's an entirely different feel than any other air mass, unless you think I'm crazy. But I've always thought that since I was a kid, I felt like the air was different around a hurricane. I'm getting no support from my pals.
Well,
we
didn't get a hurricane here, so I don't know what the air would have felt
like. Well, but you can feel the you didn't get it, but you can feel the difference. The air around a hurricane for hundreds
of miles. It does get really, really heavy.
Changes. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
I've only been through like two hurricanes, both of them in Cabo, and the one that was actually the worst, I went out as we were kind of in the eye of the storm because it gets really calm, really super heavy, and it does. You're right. The air just feels sort of like it's sitting on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think you need to reevaluate when you go to Cabo, because it's weird to be caught in one hurricane in Cabo, but you had two.
It's because I would go, we have friends who owned a house there, and so for years we would go twice a year, and October is hurricane season, so we would just happen to be there.
So they only invite you during hurricane season.
Yeah, nobody else would go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, in a moment, the television report, including an update on Chevy Chase and why he's trending on Twitter. It's 44 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink. 3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, talk, 47 after the hour. This is a talk and conversation program. And here to prove once again how good she is at doing that, Jennifer Horn. Actually, we're all sort of concerned and focused on Chevy Chase, who's gone back into rehab. 72 years old. Rehab, vacation movies Richie likes. A lot of us liked him on SNL. I thought he was good back when SNL was actually funny.
I liked him until I really heard he was such an arrogant jerk.
He's a pussy.
Yeah, bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm Chevy Chase and you're not.
All right, so he's in rehab, and this is not the first time it's happened. But
he hasn't been since the '80s. He's calling this a tune-up,
really,
for whatever that's worth. I don't know if they're giving him an oil change and a lube job while he's in there.
Denial.
I don't know. Right.
It is denial. All right, Jen. What else? It must be. Aren't there some new shows starting? Labor Day. Should be some
new shows are going to start in a couple weeks. Dancing with the Stars is kind of like the first one. That'll be next Monday. But there's some cool stuff that's starting on cable. And in fact, actually, two of fall's best arrivals are supposed to start tonight on FX and on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Easy for me to say. Atlanta starts at 10 Eastern on FX, and Queen Sugar starts on OWN at 10 Eastern. There's also a show called Startup that's on Crackle, so you can stream this one. It's supposed to be really good. It features Emmy winner Martin Freeman, and it's about an FBI agent, a bad guy FBI agent, determined to take down a new digital currency company. So you can watch that. So, we talked about 9/11 earlier on, Dougie, and there's a special 9/11 Inside the Pentagon on PBS at 8. Normally, they talk about the World Trade Center a lot in these documentaries. This is going to show you about what exactly went on at the Pentagon during 9/11, and Zoo, what James Patterson series on CBS, comes to an end to make way for fall TV at
Horrible.
9.
I looked, Saturday night I was home, football, there were, I think there were 14 games, and the season hadn't even started. The football season officially starts this week, right? Mm-hmm. On television, the number of games on the television.
Lots of college is kicking in,
10 before the hour.
You'll be okay.
Oh. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, 53 at the hour now. The Harry Potter Festival is in Philadelphia. Everybody's all excited. If you're in Philadelphia, you're a Potterhead. There's some very exciting things going on there, which we will talk about in a moment here.
This is what it sounds like when you don't make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Oh, man!
And this is what it sounds like when you do make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Woo! We made it!
It's the Chevy 72-hour sale. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 72 months on all their favorite 2016 Chevy models. But hurry, the clock is ticking. Get yours now. Chevrolet, find new roads. Monthly payments, $1,389 for $50,000 finance. Example down payment, 7.8%. Most financed through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Excludes L trims. Take delivery by 9916. See dealer for details.
Bad feeder seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, so those of you who are big fans of Harry Potter, and I think that's probably
most every person that breathes. I don't know that you are, Richie, but I know your children.
Definitely.
Are you like Harry Potter
yes.
too?
Yeah, good stuff.
All right. So you can run up to Philadelphia. There's a Harry Potter festival and a tournament taking place at Chestnut Hill in Philadelphia. You'll be catching the Hogwarts Express to the festival. This regional rail service from New York and Washington.
Yeah, just to hop up the road.
Yeah, it is. Not, what is it, 90 minutes from where you are? 90 minutes from New York, where Victoria is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, all right.
I might go to this.
Really?
I've always wanted to go to Hogwarts, and so I love all the Harry Potter universe. So, and I haven't been to the Universal one yet either, and that's supposed to be incredible in Orlando.
So is this something that's taking place on the 28th, or the tickets go on sale on the 28th? I'm not sure.
I believe this is in October.
This takes place in October. So you can go to chestnuthillpa.com, one word, chestnuthillpa.com, to get the information. What is Quidditch?
Quidditch is like the soccer/football flying on a broom game that they used to play in the movies.
They don't play. Nobody else plays it. It's just something that's exclusive to Harry Potter.
You can't fly on a broom in general, so nobody else plays it.
Although it is odd. There are Quidditch leagues around the country where you have to run with a broomstick between your legs as you throw the ball into. I see it in Central Park all the time, and it is very odd to watch.
So supposedly on these trains, they're going to have the characters playing conductors.
Yeah, there's a pub crawl. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
The Harry Potter pub crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go and get some butter beer and go to Hogsmeade. That's the little town that they always used to go to on their school trips. So, it sounds like they're going to really do it up.
A defense against the dark arts class.
Nice.
Finding out what house you belong in by trying out the sorting hat. And there's the riding of the night bus, as well as visiting the shops of Hogsmeade. This is a lot of activity, it looks like. And a lot of way. Is this a Disney property now? Did Disney buy this from Rowling?
Mm-hmm. No, because Universal Studios owns the theme park. So.
Right.
So it's the other.
Someday it will, though. I mean, it's inevitable. Disney buys everything.
Right, sooner or later. Last night on Jeopardy, I was watching, just for a minute, I don't know why, I came in and before I took my shower, I just turned on the TV just to see, because I don't usually watch the early access stuff. I don't usually watch much TV. But I found myself watching a little bit more lately, and what was on was something that I found intriguing, actually. They had what they call power players. Chuck Todd from NBC, S.E. Cupp, who's the conservative female commentator, and an author that I didn't recognize. I didn't hear his name, but everybody seemed to know who he was. And I'll tell you something. The questions were hard, and I was impressed with all of them. They all were smart. They all were paying attention, and they were really hard questions on the board. I was trying to put myself in the position of, I think S.E. Cupp is one of these people kind of like, what's her face, Coulter, who take advantage of the situation because, that sounds very sexist for me to say what I was thinking, so I guess I won't. But,
too late.
Too
late.
Well, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, a couple of items of interest here. Thank you to Harry Potter for coming into our lives. Where would we be without the Hogwarts?
Hogwarts.
All right, 59 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.